Not many votes. Critics of the elections prove right, then. The low turnout. And does the winner, then, lack credibility, whoever wins? Well, ahead of the vote, a campaign urging people to spoil their vote gathered pace on the social media website Twitter. We can now talk to a man who did just that, David Landon Cole, a political consultant from St Neots. Morning.
Good morning.
What did you write on your ballot paper?
I actually just put a big cross through the entire page.
Why? People died for the vote.
Absolutely, and that's why I turned up and deliberately spoiled my ballot rather than not voting at all. The point is, the election, the position is stupid in and of itself. I think it's a bad idea to have it. I don't want the position to exist. But I just didn't feel I could not turn up, so I did go along. Actually, at 7:05 in the morning, and put a big cross through the whole page.
Well, surely there was one person on there that you thought, actually, I could vote for that person. I know what their policies are. I think they'll do a half-decent job.
No, because there were people on there who I looked through all the manifestos and I thought they seemed like good people and so on. But I think it was impossible for them to be a good police and crime commissioner.
Why?
Well, because it's inherently a bad position. It's something that politicises the police. Now, there's certainly problems with policing in this country at the moment. We've had a series of scandals. But I think attaching it to, particularly at the moment, attaching it to politics isn't going to help, given that politicians are in particularly low regard at the moment. But also, it's the confusion it brings in and the fact that the police ultimately are going to be having their strategy set by somebody who has got their own electoral interests. And I think the risk of, as I say, politicising the police is significant.
So you're protesting against what is essentially a conservative idea in a conservative county. If you'd voted independent, surely that would have almost voted against the idea, wouldn't it? That would have been better, wouldn't it? Because the Tory candidate in this county may, we'll see later on today, but in a Tory county may get in.
I'd be surprised if they didn't get in, but
why not vote against then?
Well, as I say, because it's not that doesn't get across the message I wanted to get across. Unfortunately, we don't have a reopen nominations or none of the above box on our ballot papers here. But I didn't feel I could cast a positive vote for another candidate or for any candidate. And so I thought the only option I had was to spoil the ballot.
Were there a lot of people doing the same thing, do you think, across Cambridgeshire? You were talking to a lot of people on Twitter, weren't you?
Yeah, I think there'll be quite a few who did that. I don't know how much we'll be able to compare to normal elections because the turnout is so catastrophically low. I mean, just a fraction above 1 in 8, which is pretty dire. But yeah, I think quite a lot of people will do that. I think quite a few people joined in on Twitter and were going to go and do that because they just do feel it's a bad position.
Well, we shall see later on today. Whatever happens, the position is going to be filled. David Landon Cole, a political consultant in St Neots, he spoilt his ballot paper. Did you?